Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Yud Aleph, 311, as we continue in Parshas Emor with the Parshas HaMoedim, and we continue with the second of three mitzvahs that relate to Rosh Hashanah. Yesterday we discussed the mitzvahs Aseh of resting on Rosh Hashanah. Today we discussed the Los Aseh, the Isser of Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, the next mitzvah will be the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Those are the three mitzvahs here in Emor that have to do with Rosh Hashanah. So we discussed yesterday the mitzvah Aseh of Lishpos B'Kol Malacha. Today is Shelo Lasas Malacha B'Yom Rishon Shel Chodesh Chodesh Tishrei. As the pasuk tells us, we'll read it again. Daber al bnei Yisrael leimar b'chodesh hashvi b'echad b'chodesh, on the first day of the seventh month, yilachem shabbason zichron teruah mikra kodesh. On the first day of the seventh month, the first day of Tishrei, you will have zichron teruah. So we noted yesterday already that the Torah here does not say yom teruah. Yom teruah is in Parshas Pinchas. Here it's zichron teruah. The Yerushalmi learns out from there the chilik of Rosh Hashanah falling out on weekday and on Shabbos. We paskin that it's only a mitzvah and it's a drabanan to blow shofar on Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi already has a source from the Torah. Just a ha'ara that I just found today. That's why I didn't mention it yesterday. From the Drash V'Ha'iyun, the Reisha Rav notes that according to the Yerushalmi, even according to us, to the Bavli Hashkafically, Ahava Mina, Zichron Shrua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Yom Shrua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week. Why then, ask the Achronim, the Drash V'Ha'iyun, is Zichron Shrua put in Emor, which is the main text, the main presentation of Parshas HaMoedim, Perach of Gimel and Vayikra? There we have Zichron Shrua, which hardly ever comes out every couple of years, Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos. While in Pinchas, where it's mostly about the Karbanos Musaf, that's like a secondary area where the Moedim are discussed, that's where it says Yom Shrua. Why is Yom Shrua stuck in Pinchas? Yom Shrua should be here. That's the Iker. And Zichron Shrua should be later. So he says that first he quotes the Torah Tamima, then he has his own comment. The Torah Tamima here, also in Parshas Emor, has an amazing Ha'ara. He says that according to Chazal, Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim on Wednesday night, Thursday. Thursday was the first day of Pesach in the year that they left Mitzrayim. Wednesday night, Thursday. So if you do the math, as we know, the days of Pesach connect to the days of the week of the holidays. At Bash Gardak, Aleph, the first day of Pesach is always parallel to Tav Tisha B'Av. Beis, the second day of Pesach, is always parallel to Shin Shavuos. Gimel, the third day of Pesach, is always the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, if you think about it, says the Torah Tamima, the year they went out of Mitzrayim, first day of Pesach was on Thursday, the third day of Pesach was on Shabbos, meaning the first Rosh Hashanah after they went out of Mitzrayim was on Shabbos. That's why this Parshin Emor, where Moshe Rabbeinu was told and giving to Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah, that's why here it says Zichron Shrua, because here is where the mitzvah this year, that's where it says Zichron Shrua, because it falls out, it fell out on Shabbos that year. That's why it's here, and Yom Shrua is only later. He also has a diak also later on with Sukkos, which Be'ez Hashem maybe we'll mention when we get up to Sukkos. Fine, that's good and wonderful. But the Hadrash V'Ha'iyun, the Reisha Rav asks, I have a question on that. That math of At Bash Gardak, the parallels of the days of the other holidays to Pesach, only works when Bnei Yisrael or Mekadesh, the month, Al Pi Cheshbon, when there's a set calendar. So you know exactly how many days every month has, and you know exactly everything's going to work out. Aleph and Tisha B'Av, Beis and Shavuos, Gimel and Rosh Hashanah v'Chulu. But Bizman, that Bnei Yisrael Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iya, the Mekadesh, whenever the witnesses come, as the Mishnah is described in Rosh Hashanah, then you can't know for sure what day Tisha B'Av is going to be or what day Rosh Hashanah is going to be. So the whole vert falls away. What do you mean then? He knew. That's why he says Zichron Shrua, because it's that year. They didn't know exactly. How do you know it worked out exactly? So says the Drash V'Ha'iyun, maybe there's a defense. Because Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Bo, quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, who says, amazingly, that Bizman HaMidbar, Bnei Yisrael were not Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iya. They didn't sanctify the month through Edom. Why? They didn't see the moon. There was the Esh and there was the Anan. There was the cloud of glory and there was the fire. So they didn't see the moon. How could Edom come? So that's why even Bizman HaMidbar, they were Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon, and that's why the Torah Tamima's thought is defended, because they were Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon through calculation and not through Re'iya during that time period. Okay, so back to the Chinuch. So the Chinuch says that the Isra Malacha of doing Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. So last is Malacha of Yom Rishon Shachodesh Tishrei. Shenema Bachodesh Hashvi Bechad HaChodesh Komlecha Zavodah Losasu. The Isra Malacha, 7th month is Tishrei. As we know, it is the 7th of Nisan, which is considered first for the Yom Tovim. Next paragraph we discussed yesterday. Odam Rusham Shebiyom Zeh Nidonin Kol B'nei HaOlam HaMaaseihem. That Rosh Hashanah, though it does not say so in Torah Shebichsav, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Hadin. We know it's Yom Hadin according to Chazal, even though it's nowhere in the Torah that it is Yom Hadin, and we go in front of God as B'nei Maron, as sheep, again as we discussed yesterday. Mishorshi HaMitzvah, we spoke about the Shorsh of this mitzvah, that is Michazdei Hashem, to give us a day to get cleansed, to give us a day to introspect and to work on ourselves. Imagine if we had an entire life where we didn't have any introspection, and we would just be piled up with spiritual stains. And we wouldn't be able to survive at the end of the day, at the end of our lives. So it's Chasdei Hashem that Hashem gave us this time in order to introspect. We spoke yesterday also about Rosh Hashanah being a Yontif, but it's a unique type of Yontif, as the Chinuch says. It's a day that we're very happy that we have this opportunity, but it's also a very scary day. It's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev and judging us. It's a day that we don't say Hallel, as we learned yesterday in the Chinuch. So that's the nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah, and that's why there's an Isra Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Sternbach in Tam Vadas, another interesting Ha'ara, where he says, why Umefurish Chazal, Yom Ze Yom Adin L'chol Ba'ei Olam. As we know, this is a day of Shuva. Utamua, Shlo Netztavu Yisrael Al Shuva B'Yom Ze. Why isn't there a specific mitzvah of Shuva? Yes, it's the first day of Aseres Yimei Shuva, but Yom Kippur is really known as the day of Shuva. Rosh Hashanah is not, or it's a different type of tshuva. So he gives a mashal about Rosh Hashanah. He says, La'evet shasarach umare b'malcho v'hismid b'merizman meruba. You have a servant who rebelled against the king for a very long time. Finally, he was caught, he was thrown into jail, and he's chai misa, he had a psak din leharig. Kishmo ha'evet is gzardina. Once he got the psak din, he was judged to be killed. Nesiyash b'chayev, he gave up hope for his life. What's he going to do now? He spent so many years, so much time rebelling against the king. So how is he going to show his face? Liyamim, a couple days later, the king, you know, just going around seeing who's in his jails, and he sees this guy. He sees this guy who's on death row. Pagash hamelach ba'uso moreid. When the king saw this moreid, all of a sudden, the moreid, the rebellious person, comes and goes at his feet and says, you are unbelievable, and you're amazing, and you're the best king, and start talking about the shevach of the king and the covet of the king, not even focusing on what he did, because that's the secondary. The deepest, the first and foremost problem that this guy had was that he rebelled against the king and he didn't recognize his greatness. First, recognize his greatness. Recognize and acknowledge who this king is. And then Mamela, you'll go through and say, I'm sorry for this and I'm sorry for that. But step one is recognizing it being Mamlechim. It says that's Rosh Hashanah. Yes, of course we did things wrong, and of course we have to do tshuva, and we have all various faults. But the first step is Melocha Kolom Kul Bichvodecha. The first step is recognizing God, not focusing on me, but focusing on Him. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, if you could even call it tshuva. It's to recognize and to fall down at the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyacho and tell Him that He is the Melech Malchei Amlachim, Meloch Al Kol HaOlam Kulo Bichvodecha. Like the Taz writes, Taz in Shulchan Aruch, what's the double Lashon? Meloch Al Kol HaOlam Kulo. It's a double Lashon. Just like Meloch Al Kol HaOlam Bichvodecha. We say in davening every Rosh Hashanah, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo, says the Taz, no, because sometimes you might think that it's Rubo Kakulo. Sometimes we have the majority, and the majority is enough. It's as if it's the whole thing, Rubo Kakulo. Says the Taz, no, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamlech on the entire world, not relying on Rubo Kakulo. Every single area, ein makom she'ein lo malchus. So Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo is the double lashon. Anyway, that's the Tam Vadas, that's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Good, we continue now. Medina Shvisa B'yantif, bottom of the page. Regarding the Yisrima Shvisa and Yantif, Kasati Ksasim, Kimin Hagi, Bevitzas Moed at Pesach. As I already wrote in Pesach, the same halachas that apply to cooking on Pesach apply to cooking in Rosh Hashanah. All the Chagim have the same halachas that Melechas Ochel Nefesh is allowed, whatever that means, various malachos that are allowed to be done in food preparation. Continuing. Once I'm here, says the Chinuch, let me write Ma'at Min HaHanyanim and Eskarim B'Sechus Rosh Hashanah. Once I'm talking about Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah, I should mention that really, as we know, there are four Rosh Hashanah. as the first Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. Be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'lergalim. The first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, for yamim tovim, meaning Pesach. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is Pesach is considered the first regel. V'chei pitrona b'gemara, and that's what the Gemara says as well. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Hay, he notes that in the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah Tav Zayin, the Gemara adds on one more that the Mishnah doesn't have, and that is Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. We start counting months from Nisan. Nisan is the first month, Iyar is the second month, the Chulu. And the Minchas Chinuch leaves it, but Tzarech Iyun, why the Rambam doesn't mention this? That there's a mitzvah, this is part of the mitzvah, to count the months, to count Nisan as the first month, the end of Os Hay. Ke'es lo ra'isi l'Rambam, she'yaviseh, the mitzvah limnos Nisan Rishon. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't mention this. The Ramban does mention it. The Ramban where? The Ramban in Bo. Ramban in Parshas Bo notes that there's a mitzvah, the Oraisa, it's part of the mitzvah, the Chodesh Zalachem, to count Nisan as the first month. Said the Ramban, Zu mitzvah Rishona Shetziva Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Al Yedei Moshe. The first mitzvah that we received nationally. V'tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Sheyimnu Oso Yisrael Chodesh HaRishon U'mimenu Yimnu Kala Chodeshim Sheini V'Shlishi Atashlum HaShana B'Shem Asar Chodesh. Why? Why is there a mitzvah? The same reason, says the Ramban, that not exactly the same, but it's just like there's a mitzvah to count the days of the week. The Ramban says, Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, then every day of the week you're remembering Shabbos, which is Maaseh Breishis. There's a mitzvah to count the months of the year. What month are we in? The second month, the third month, the fourth month. Why? To remember the nace that occurred in Nisan, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kadeshi says, Ikar b'deis ha-gadol, ki b'chol eishin askira chadashim, yeh nace in this car. If we say fourth month, fourth from what? A fourth from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sixth from Yitzias Mitzrayim. If we just say a name, so that is not, wouldn't help us remember. And he said the same thing with the date. This is where he says it. Kamosha tia zechira b'yom ha-shabbos b'manu seinim imenu echad b'shabbos v'sheni b'shabbos. Just like there's a kiyum to say Yom Rishon and Sheni l'shlishi, not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because that does not recognize Shabbos and Bris HaOlam. So too these months. And that's why he says, if you look in the Torah, there's no names for the months. There's no names for the month, says the Ramban. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, those are non-Jewish sources for the names of those months. Right? They came back from Bavel. Kimitchila lo hayolam shemos etzleinu. Vasibaba zeh kimitchila aminyanam zeh lezias Mitzrayim. Originally we just counted 1, 2, 3. Avol kasher alidu mi Bavel. V'nizkayem ha-shamar ha-kasuv. And once we came back, we called the months, chazayna l'kora chadashim b'shem sh'nikram ba'aretz Bavel. We call them the Babylonian names, Lahaskir, Kishama Manu, Misham Elenu Hashem Yisbarach, to remind us that we were in Babel and Hashem took us out of Babel. Okay, the question though that is begged after the Ramban finishes is that, so why don't we go back to what we used to do? Just go back, and we should call it, what month is this? Month 1, month 6, month 7. We call it Babylonian months. So for there, we've mentioned in the past, a couple of years ago, the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. In Parshas Bo, Rabbi Yaakov says in the Emes LeYaakov that B'nai Yisrael, during Bayesheni, knew that it wasn't really a full Geula. Like the Gemara in Yuma says, the second Beis HaMikdash was missing, a bunch of meat. Didn't have an Aron Kodesh. Didn't have the Aron HaBris in the second Beis HaMikdash. Didn't have the Urim Tumim. They were missing a number of major items. So how was it a Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says that the elders who remember the first Beis HaMikdash by the Binyan Bayesheni, they were crying. Because they saw this. You call this a Beis HaMikdash? Says the Ramban, in order for the Jews to realize that this isn't a full Beis HaMikdash, Chazal kept and made certain takanos to remind them that this isn't a full bias. We still need a Geula. And that's why, number one, they kept the Babylonian names. Remember, you're still in Galus. And number two, fascinating, Talmud Bavli. Why was it written in Aramaic? Just write it in Hebrew. Svarim throughout the centuries were written in Hebrew. Why the Talmud Bavli? It says because we have to realize that we don't have that Geula. We don't have the Geula. It needs a lot more here in Parshas Bo with the Rabbi Yaakov, but not for now. Okay, we mentioned that a couple of years ago in Parshas Yir, but that is brought up here by the Chinuch, that not only is Rosh Hashanah the only Rosh Hashanah, but there are really four Rosh Hashanahs, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, and that is the Ramban and the Chinuch. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Visham, next paragraph. The Gemara also says in Rosh Hashanah, Amru, Sha'arba Dvar Mekarin Gzardino Shel Adam. There are four ways that a person could rip up an evil decree against a person. What are they? Tztaka, Tza'aka, Shinui Hashem, Vishinui Maisa. Giving charity, Tza'aka, crying, davening. Shinui Hashem, changing your name, v'shinui maisa, and changing your actions. We also had a shiur related that maybe, even though on the surface all four of these seem like four different pathways to achieve tshuva and change the ripping of the gzardin, it could be that all four at root are the same idea, and that is to change the person. Shinui Hashem, obviously, you change who you are. What does Shinui Hashem mean? I change my name and all of a sudden it's magic? Says the Ran. The Ran there on that Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shinui Hashem, Mishana Shmo, the time of the Milsa, the Shinui Hashem, Goreim Lo Lasos Shuva, Sheyomar Belibo, Eini Oso Ha'ish, Shehayisi Kodem Lachem, V'tzorach Ani L'takin Masai. I'm not the same guy that I was. I'm a new person. I have a new name. Shini Hashem, Shini Maisa, obviously, the Ritva, Nekamar and Rosh Hashanah Tezai, it says, what is Shini Maisa? Not do Averis? Of course! You're not going to do Averis. That's not Koring Zardin. The Ritva says, even from the gray area actions, that's what one has to change. Right? Meaning you have to change my whole Mahus. That's Shini Hashem, that's Shini Maisa. Staka, Tfila, the Sefer Ikarim writes, in another Rishonim. What does tefillah do? The philosophical question says the Sefer Yikarim that have driven people away from Yahadus. How is it that tefillah works? Does tefillah change God? I ask God for something, he changes his mind? Says the Sefer Yikarim. No, chas v'shalom. Tefillah doesn't change God. Tefillah changes us. That's what the Sefer Yikarim writes. And that's why the Lashon of Davening is lehis palel. To self-judge. Palel is to judge. Lehismal, to self-judge. I should be a different person after I daven than before I daven. So all of these, stuck as well, I should be the spoken in the past that stuck is not just about giving stuck up, but about becoming a baal stuck up, becoming a no-saint. But either way, this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, four things that rip up a gzardin of a person, all four of them might at root be changing who we are. Like the Chinuch himself writes right here. He's a different person. And he has to change his ways. Vaiter, Masha Amrusham. This is a Elul type of Chinuch. Masha Amrusham, and what it says there also, Shloshasvarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. The three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. This is what we have to think about. Why is the Chinuch putting this here? Because when we have an Isra Malacha on Rosh Hashanah, this should be our focus. The three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, the Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim, the Echad Shal Beinonim. The ultimately righteous, ultimately wicked, and Beinonim. The three books. Vini Psichas Asvarim Nomar. What does that mean? Three books? God has three books upstairs. Lefi, those are big books. A lot of people in each one. Lefi Adom Alderech Mashal. Be'eshkach Hasol Baruch Hu Alayim Chas V'Shalom. There aren't real books. But it just means that God judges us, says the Chinuch. Kedeshi Kansu Advarim Bazi Hashomim. But we should realize the Chazal give that Mashal so that we can understand it. Yedab Rabu Seinu La'olam B'murgal B'bnei Adam. Chazal always speak in ways that we can understand. Tzadik, Rasha, and Beinoni. And what's the din? As we know, the Gemara says that tzadikim gemurim are nechtavin v'nechtamin la'alter. They're finished on Rosh Hashanah. Risham gemurim are nechtavin v'nechtamin. They're finished on Rosh Hashanah too. The beinonim are tlim v'omdim. They wait until Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara is interestingly a basis for a machlokas between the Rama and the Gra. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Pei Beis that the minog is to say to our friends, to say to each other on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, L'shana Tova Teicha Seiv, period. That's all the Rama writes. L'shana Tova Teicha Seiv, it's the Gra and the Rama against the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says, no, we follow the minog of the Magen Avram, L'shana Tova Teicha Seiv, the Seicha Seim. You should be written and signed. So why? That's what the Magen Avraham said. And the Gra said, no, the Rama is right. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? So the Gra and the Rama say, well, the Gemara says, only Tzadikim and Rishayim are finished, are Teicha Seiv v'Seicha Seim on Rosh Hashanah. But on Yom Kippur, everybody else has held in abeyance. So says the Rama, we're all Beinonim. So that's why it's only appropriate to say, L'shana Tova, Teicha Seiv. But our Minhag is like the Magen Avraham. Why? Because basically we're wishing each other that you're a Tzadik Gamur. That's what we're saying to each other. L'shana Tova, Teicha Seiv v'Seicha Seim, because I want you to have a chasima today, because you are a tzadik gamur. That's the story for the machlokas between the Rama and the Gra versus the Magen Avraham. There's a fascinating ha'ara of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua notes that if you look in the Gemara says, again, Tzadikim Gemurim are written and signed immediately. Rishab Gemurim are written and signed immediately. Beinonim are held until Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, if they're Zocha, they're signed L'chaim. If they're not Zocha, they're written L'chaim, and if not, they're written L'misa. What about Nechtamim? There's no Lashon of Chasima used on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, it says Nechtavin v'Nechtamim, both. But on Rosh Kippur, it just says Nechtavin, says the Pnei Yeshua, because Rosh Hashanah is Din. Din looks at the exact Zechuyos and Avonos, what does this person deserve? And that is, has a chasima, you know why? Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chosamosh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS. If Hashem signs it, that means it's MS. That's his chosam, that's his signet. And therefore Rosh Hashanah, by the Tzadikim and Hashem Gemurim, there could be a chasima. Yom Kippur, it works through Rachamim. It's not Din, it works through Rachamim. Like we know, the Gemara says that HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year that the sun doesn't have any power. Hashem says, I have Rachmanis, it's okay. I let it slide. But that's not Hashem's Chosam. That's not MS. That's Rachamim. He allows that to happen. But that's why it doesn't say Chasima on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, it's going through Rachamim. It's not going through Din. And that's why only on Rosh Hashanah do you have Din, where you have the Chasima, but not on Yom Kippur. Interesting also what the Chinuch is about to say. What is the definition between a tzaddik and a rasha? If you look in Rashi on the daf in Rosh Hashanah and the pashtus, seems to be that a tzaddik is somebody who has more mitzvahs than averus. A rasha is somebody who has more averus than mitzvahs. A benoni is half and half. So the first question on Rashi is that, how many people in life are half and half? How many people have exactly the same mitzvahs than averus? 3 out of 50 billion? Is that possible? So, number one, it's a little tzarach in how you can have exactly half and half. And number two, you could say, what? Those few people, that's what Aseres Mitzvah are for? Only for those 6 people that have exactly the same mitzvahs and others? Okay, it's a kasha. But the chinuch here gives a different shot. And which helps explain how most of the world is a beinoni. He quotes his mori, his rabbi, who said, Tzadik gamur bakan shekulo zakai. Rasha gamur shekulo chayiv. A tzadik and a rasha just mean extremes. Because they don't have any zechuyos. Beinonim, which the whole world is, we're not pure zakai, pure chayiv, we're somewhere in the middle. And that's why most of the world, there's a Gemara, thinking of Maseches Brachos, but Rava says, I'm a beinonim, we're all beinonim. Come on, anu beinonim. So that's what most of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is for most of the world who are Beinonim. Tzluim ba'omdin on Yom Kippurim, v'az gemar din shalahem nechtam, and the gemar din then is nechtam. Just finishing up on the next page, u'masha amru shatzadik gomer b'dino nechtam la'alto l'chay olam haba, when it says that a tzadik gomer has a chasima to olam haba, al tachshov, it's an important line of the chinuch, shechay ha'olam haba davar hashava b'chol tzadik. When we say he has chayei olam haba, don't think that olam haba is equal for every righteous person. It's not like you get in, and then you're in, and you do whatever you want there. And everybody's equal. No. Ki yesh ba'osan ha'chayim ma'alos ad ein mispar. There are infinite levels. And we have to earn it. And there's no earning it after Me'av Esrim. All the earning is now. After Me'av Esrim, we have earned it, and we reach a certain level. Boom, and that's it. V'chol tzadik v'tzadik olebo hem an makam ha'ra'i lo lefischar. And every tzadik gets to stand on the shlav of the ladder that he has reached with his lifetime. And the Shulchan Aruch says this in one place also, that there's Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. But there are some that are Nochalei Olam Haba. There are those that have a Kvius in Olam Haba. Everybody has a Chelek. But what is our Chelek? And that's what we work on Rosh Hashanah. We work on becoming Tzadikim Gemurim. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll talk about during the next Mitzvah. We have one more Mitzvah related to Rosh Hashanah. We have the Karban Musaf coming up. We'll talk about the other elements of Rosh Hashanah, and maybe we'll talk about blended Kedushos when you have Rosh Hashanah, which happens to also be Rosh Chodesh. How do we look at that in the conceptual realm? Okay, we'll stop here.